Imagine you're a real estate agent, right? It's, I don't know, 3 a.m.
You're fast asleep.
Exactly. You're fast asleep in your bed.
Yeah.
But at this exact moment, you are actively giving this seamless, high-definition 3D home tour to a tech executive who's relocating from Tokyo.
Right.
And at the exact same time, you're sending a perfectly crafted follow-up email to a young couple in Chicago, and you're negotiating inspection terms based on local zoning laws.
While you're sleeping.
While you're completely unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up at 7 a.m., you pour your coffee, and both of those deals are practically closed. You haven't lifted a single finger.
It's wild.
It is. And today, we are looking at the technology that is attempting to make this scenario a complete reality. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are constantly hearing about AI, you know, writing software code or generating those weird, surreal art pieces.
That's right, the six-fingered hands.
Yeah, exactly. But today, we are pulling back the curtain on how AI is actively trying to take over what is arguably the most inherently relationship-driven human-to-human industry out there, which is real estate.
And we really are looking at a monumental pivot here in how commerce functions, because for decades, technology and real estate just meant, you know, a better spreadsheet or a faster digital signature platform.
Yeah, like DocuSign or whatever.
Right, exactly. It was purely a back office utility. But now we are examining AI actually stepping out of the back office and functioning as the frontline communicator. It's the marketer, and incredibly, it's the relationship manager.
And to really ground this conversation for you, we have a single highly revealing piece of source material today. We're unpacking the service and marketing copy for a new platform. It's called Future Estate AI.
Right.
And our mission for this deep dive is to essentially deconstruct how this platform pitches what they call, quote, done-for-you marketing and communication. We're going to look under the hood to understand exactly how they claim to bridge that massive gap between, you know, cold, complex algorithms and warm, genuine human connection.
Because bridging that specific gap, I mean, that is the ultimate prize for modern sales technology. If software can actually manufacture trust, the entire model of how we buy and sell fundamentally changes.
Totally. And look, whether you're currently hunting for a house, or maybe you're trying to sell a property, or if you're just someone who's fascinated by how automation is quietly reshaping everyday life, I mean, think about the last time you waited 3 days for someone to just email you back about a simple question.
Oh, it's the worst.
It really is. So this deep dive is going to show you the mechanics of the shift that's happening right now. The goal is to help you see the underlying strategy of this tech, so you actually understand the machinery operating behind the scenes the next time you know, inquire about a listing online.
And it is a strategy. That's what sets this apart from just another flashy app on your phone. It requires a really fundamental redefinition of what a real estate agent actually does on a daily basis.
Okay, so let's start with the raw mechanics. Because before we even get to how this AI supposedly builds a relationship with a human client, we have to look at how it digests basic data.
Input, output, yeah.
Right. So the foundation of Future Estate AI's pitch is this three-step core workflow. And the sheer speed of the first two steps is kind of the cornerstone of their whole value proposition.
Right. They emphasize the speed heavily.
They really do. So the source material calls step one smart data analysis. And here's what the agent actually does. They upload two things. Property coordinates, literally just a latitude and longitude pin, and a few standard flat images, like regular photos.
Just basic JPEGs.
Yeah. And the claim is that the AI immediately extracts the key features from that and builds a, quote, tailored marketing narrative.
And then the output for that happens instantaneously in step two, which they label marketing generation.
Right.
So the platform claims to deliver these high converting listing descriptions, and they say it's powered by advanced NLP natural language processing that is tailored specifically to the real estate market. But it doesn't stop at the listing description. It simultaneously generates personalized social media copy, newsletters, and fully automated email campaigns.
And all of this is instantly.
Yes, all maintaining brand consistency, all delivered in literal seconds.
Okay, see, when I read that in the source copy, I immediately thought of that cooking competition show, Chopped.
Oh, yeah.
Right, where you give the chefs this mystery basket with, like, turnip, some gummy bears, and a piece of raw fish, and you demand a five-star gourmet meal.
They have 20 minutes.
Exactly. But here, the real estate agent is throwing the absolute most bare-bones raw ingredients into the algorithm's basket. I mean, just GPS coordinates and four photos taken on an iPhone.
Right.
And they were expecting the AI to instantly serve a fully plated multi-platform brand campaign. I mean, I kind of had to push back on the actual quality of this output.
That's skeptical.
Very. Is advanced NLP really building a tailored narrative, or are we just getting a word salad of generic real estate buzzwords? Like, is it just spitting out sun-drenched open concept oasis at lightning speed?
Well, and that's a fair point. If this were just a generic, off-the-shelf, generative AI model, you know, like the basic ones everyone plays with, you would absolutely get that buzzword salad.
Right.
But the key phrase in their marketing copy that we need to pay attention to is tailored to the real estate market. That actually changes the underlying architecture of the AI.
How so?
Well, a standard language model is trained on just the broad internet, right? Reddit, Wikipedia, public forums. But a fine-tuned real estate model is trained specifically on historical property data, successful transaction records, and high-converting marketing copy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it maps syntax to actual sales outcomes.
Okay, but how does that actually change what it writes based on literally just a picture and a GPS pin? I'm still stuck on the input.
It alters how the AI interpreted that input. So when it gets those GPS coordinates, it doesn't just see a dot on a map. It uses those coordinates as a key to instantly ping all these municipal databases.
Wait, really? It's pulling external data automatically?
Automatically, in milliseconds. It pulls in school district ratings, the walkability scores, local crime rates, and historical pricing trends for that specific zip code.
Ooh.
And then it synthesizes all of that external data with what it extracts from the photos using computer vision.
Okay, so let me get this straight. It looks at a flat image of a kitchen. It identifies, I don't know, a specific type of high-end Carrara marble on the counter.
Right.
It cross-references that marble with the upscale neighborhood demographics it pulled from the coordinates, and then crafts a narrative targeting luxury buyers.
Yeah.
Instead of just writing, this house has a nice kitchen.
Exactly. It creates context. Mm. It knows that Carrara marble in a specific Chicago zip code appeals to a certain demographic. So it adjusts the tone, the vocabulary, even the formatting to match the statistical preferences of that demographic.
That's pretty crazy.
It really is. That is what they mean by tailored marketing narrative. It's not just finding pretty adjectives. It's actually predicting buyer psychology based on aggregated data.
Which, honestly, is just a very fancy Silicon Valley way of saying it Googles the address, looks the pictures really fast, and just copies the homework of the best agents in that neighborhood.
I mean, essentially, yes. That's a good way to put it. But it does it at a scale and speed that completely shifts the human agent's operational reality.
Right.
The agent is no longer a copywriter who's agonizing over an Instagram caption for 3 hours. They become an editor. They just review the generated narrative, tweak the tone if they need to, and deploy it. The AI absorbs all that heavy lifting of raw creation.
Okay, I get the text part now. The AI can write a highly optimized, psychologically targeted story about Carrara marble and school districts.
Yeah.
Sure. But someone buying a home isn't going to drop $500,000 just because they read a poetic newsletter.
No, of course not.
They need to see this space.
Yeah.
A beautifully written narrative completely falls apart if it's accompanied by, like, low-quality flat photos.
Mm.
A buyer needs visuals that actually match the hype of the text.
Which is exactly where the platform introduces step three of their workflow. They call it client immersion. It's the visual transformation.
Yeah, and this is where my brain starts to glitch a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the source material claims future state AI can transform flat images into cinematic virtual walkthroughs and 3D experiences.
Right, the next-gen virtual tours.
Right. And they say these tours are designed to elevate a standard listing to premium status. The stated goal is to provide remote buyers with a seamless and realistic experience.
That's the pitch.
But how? How does a 2D flat image magically become a cinematic 3D experience? I mean, if I don't use one of those super expensive 360-degree Matterport cameras, if I just snapped four photos from the corners of a living room with my phone, how does an algorithm create a walkthrough?
It sounds impossible, right?
It sounds like taking an old flat flip book of a stick figure and asking software to turn it into an IMAX movie. Like, where is the extra visual data actually coming from?
Okay, so to take your flipbook analogy a step further, it's like the AI has watched a million IMAX movies, So when you show it your single stick figure sketch, it goes into its vast memory, retrieves the exact lighting, camera angles, and textures that typically surround a scene like that, and it digitally paints them in around your original drawing.
Really?
Yeah, this is powered by a whole branch of technology called spatial AI.
Break that down for me. How does spatial AI actually paint in those missing pieces from a flat photo?
Okay, so the AI does not just stretch your 2D photo like a weird panorama. It analyzes the geometry of the room depicted in that flat image using neural networks. And these networks have been trained on millions of architectural floor plans and LiDAR 3D scans.
Oh, so it knows what a room is supposed to look like.
Exactly. The model has learned the standard dimensions of a door frame, the typical height of a kitchen island, and even how light diffuses through a standard window pane. It essentially infers the 3D space that must mathematically exist in order to produce that 2D image you uploaded.
Wait, so it's building a 3D model from scratch based on a guess.
Basically, it builds a digital twin. It's a point cloud map of the room, and then it maps the textures from your photo onto that new 3D geometry.
So it is quite literally hallucinating the depth and the unseen angles based on its knowledge of architectural norms. That's wild.
Well, the engineers prefer the term extrapolating.
Of course they do.
But yes, it is predicting the unseen geometry. It fills in the blanks to create a navigable digital space. And the strategic implication here is just massive. Look at the specific language they use in the copy. Elevate your listings to a premium status.
Right. Why does premium status matter so much in this specific context?
Because it represents the democratization of luxury real estate marketing. Historically, if you wanted to create a cinematic 3D walkthrough, that required a specialized camera crew and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you only did that for the mansions.
Exactly. Agents only justified that cost for multi-million dollar estates, the average three-bedroom suburban home. It just received a standard slideshow of flat photos. But now, the AI artificially manufactures that high-end premium presentation for literally any property, regardless of its actual price point.
Wow. So if all you need are flat photos to generate a full 3D experience, suddenly every single property looks like a luxury estate online. And they explicitly mention targeting remote buyers in the source copy, which makes sense because if I'm moving three states away or relocating internationally, I can't easily drop by for a sumpty open house. I have to rely entirely on the digital footprint of that property.
And future estate AI promises a seamless and realistic experience for that remote buyer. But we really have to acknowledge a profound shift here. That realistic experience is entirely manufactured by an algorithm.
It's an illusion.
It is a highly educated simulation of reality. I mean, it is incredibly effective for sales and expanding an agent's geographical reach, but it fundamentally changes how we consume physical spaces digitally.
Okay, let's follow that logic. The AI writes the optimized narrative, and then it extrapolates the simulated 3D world to back up that narrative. So it handles the text, and it completely fakes the premium visuals. But let's say the remote buyer loves the 3D tour. They reach out. They want to talk details. Real estate ultimately requires a handshake. It requires trust, relentless follow-ups, and eventually closing a deal with another human being. The AI cannot do that.
And that brings us to the final feature in the source material, which they call intelligent client engagement.
Yeah, which is just a very fancy Silicon Valley way of saying a really, really smart autoresponder.
Pretty much.
The service claims to automate follow-ups in client communications. It promises to keep leads, quote, warm and informed around the clock with precision. But here is the absolute boldest claim in the entire document, in my opinion.
The human touch part.
Yes. The copy explicitly states that the AI does all of this while maintaining a human touch. And I don't buy it. An automated human touch is a total oxymoron.
It sounds like one, yes.
Think about it. If a piece of software is nurturing a lead at 3:00 a.m., sending a perfectly crafted email just because the algorithm detected the client spent 5 minutes looking at the digital twin of the kitchen, that is not a human touch. A human is asleep at 3:00 a.m. That is inherently deceitful. You're tricking the client into feeling cared for.
Well, it certainly feels deceitful if you view it purely as faking a personality. But we have to look at how future state AI positions this within their stated mission, which is bridging the gap between complex technology and human connection.
Right, they said that.
They are not claiming the AI is human. They are claiming the AI maintains the relationship infrastructure. They are redefining client relationships as strategic availability.
Okay, you're going to have to explain strategic availability to me. Because how does a robot emailing someone at 3:00 a.m. maintain my relationship with them?
Think about the actual day-to-day existence of a real estate agent, or honestly, any sales professional. They suffer from profound communication fatigue. A massive portion of their day is just spent answering the exact same basic questions over and over. What are the property taxes? Has the roof been inspected? Can we reschedule for Tuesday? Or they're sending the 10th polite follow-up email to a lead that's gone cold.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
It is. That administrative burden completely drains a human's emotional and cognitive energy.
So if you spend 8 hours a day acting like basically a human router for basic information, you are completely burned out by the time you actually get a high-stakes client on the phone.
Precisely. Yeah. By delegating all those high-frequency, repetitive touch points to the AI, you remove the administrative bottleneck. The AI reads the intent of the incoming email, it checks the CRM data, and it sends a hyper-personalized, context-aware response instantly.
Even at 3 a.m.
Even at 3 a.m. It keeps the lead warm 24/7. It gives the client the immediate gratification and the information they actually desire right then. So by doing the busy work with absolute precision, the AI theoretically preserves the agent's actual human energy.
Oh, is it?
So when the client is finally ready to negotiate the closing costs, or when they're super stressed about a bad inspection report, when they need actual genuine empathy and nuance, the human agent is rested, fully prepared, and deeply present.
Okay, I see the pivot in logic there. The AI isn't replacing the handshake, it's acting as the gatekeeper.
Yes, exactly.
It's handling all the tedious calendar invites, the polite small talk, and the basic data retrieval that leads up to the handshake. It manufactures the feeling of constant attention for the client, so the agent can provide actual attention when it critically matters.
Right. It isolates the human element to where it provides the absolute highest return on investment, which is high-level strategy and emotional negotiation. And that is the core of what future state AI calls performance intelligence in their closing pitch.
Performance intelligence. Let's dig into that concept for a second. The source material states the ultimate goal is to let technology handle the heavy lifting so the human can focus strictly on strategy and growth.
It is really the synthesis of everything we've unpacked today. The smart data analysis, mapping those coordinates to buyer psychology, the spatial AI extrapolating flat photos into cinematic 3D tours, and that automated communication engine managing the client's constant need for information.
Right.
It all rolls up into this framework of performance intelligence.
Yeah.
You are shifting the human from being the primary producer of the work to being the director of the automated system.
It really paints a picture of a new blueprint for the modern professional.
Yeah.
And honestly, this extends so far beyond real estate. I mean, if you are listening to this and you work in consulting or insurance or really any service-based industry, this is the emerging playbook.
It's everywhere.
You're using AI not as a passive tool like a calculator, but as a tireless digital co-founder. You let the AI write the descriptions, generate the marketing materials, and nurture the leads 24 hours a day. And you can scale your portfolio drastically because you are only stepping in to close the deal.
You manage the AI's performance. You curate the outputs. And you handle the complex exceptions that the algorithm just cannot resolve.
You're the editor, the director, the closer. But as we wrap up this deep dive today, I want to leave you, the listener, with a final concept to mull over. Something that builds on everything we've explored today regarding this intersection of automation and human connection.
Because there really are profound implications for consumer expectations as this technology saturates the market.
Right. Because we've followed this logic to its natural conclusion. If platforms like Future State AI become utterly flawless at maintaining this so-called human touch.
Which they will.
Exactly. If they can write perfectly tailored, emotionally resonant narratives that perfectly map to our psychology. If they can generate breathtaking cinematic 3D experiences from just a few flat photos and answer our emails with profound empathy at 3:00 a.m., at what point does a consumer even realize they're interacting almost entirely with software?
The line gets very blurry.
The line between authentic connection and an optimized algorithmic response is going to completely disappear.
And the baseline expectation for customer service will just become instantaneous, hyper-personalized perfection. Anything less will feel broken.
And if absolute, flawless efficiency becomes the standard, it makes me wonder about the future of high-end service. Looking forward, as automation becomes ubiquitous, will the ultimate luxury in real estate, or honestly any industry, not be the fastest response time or the slickest virtual tour?
Because everyone will have that.
Right. Will the ultimate luxury actually be the absolute guarantee of a 100% inefficient, unautomated, purely human experience? Like, will people eventually pay a massive premium just for the friction of knowing they're talking to a real person who actually sleeps at night, who forgets things occasionally, and who definitely cannot generate a 3D tour from a stick figure drawing.
The scarcity of genuine human bandwidth might become the most valuable commodity in the entire market.
We started today talking about real estate as the ultimate handshake industry. It turns out the technology isn't trying to cut off the hand. It's just trying to wear the glove. It wants to manage every single interaction right up until the exact moment palms actually touch. Something to think about the next time you get a perfectly timed, incredibly polite, highly detailed email from your agent in the middle of the night. Until next time.